Hello, this is Stephen Childs, Roy of Fairness. I grew up in a Christian religion, and I'm the only one in my family that left the Christian religion that I know of. So I keep hearing about my past from some other mind. I'm hearing telepathically, and it keeps bringing up how people chose my brother, who made the choice to stay in the religion and to read the Bible, where I had made the decision to not go that route. And so now it's like, it is carried on so that my own children have chosen to go with him, his side. They've chosen his side instead of choosing my side. So there's always been this sibling rivalry between me and him. And so I'm being told that everybody and their dog chose his side, which betrayed me. And I don't believe it. It's like, I think it's a hoax. It's a hoax from some alien, I suspect, that's playing the role of being the savior or the Lord. Or it can play the role of being Satan or Judas or whatever. So I don't think those beings, I don't think they were actually human beings at all. I think it's mythology. So I don't think there's a Satan or a Jesus or God, those kind of things. I don't think they really exist at all. I think there are aliens that can play the role of it. And these aliens that have people under control with these religions, see, it's not just Christianity. There are humans that are serving those aliens that are operating within their mind. And when I made a video speaking about my brother, one of my children became very vicious toward me and was trying to convince me that I'd done something very wrong by speaking about my sibling rivalry I have with my brother. And it's really strange. And it continues. So this yesterday and this morning I made some very pointed comments and a podcast against the unfairness of religion, and I'm really pointing out very clearly how absurd it is that you have various religions with different beliefs and they're all in combat against each other. And I speculated that maybe there's an alien that's doing that on purpose to us, to keep us under its control. I don't know. Why would it want to hurt us so much? That's a strange question. But it's something real. It's like people, they sell their soul to the devil to become successful or whatever. And people have a very strong belief in stuff like this. A lot of people do. And I know that they're experiencing something real, but I don't think it's what they think it is. I think it's an alien, a non-human being that is operating in the humans' minds. Maybe there's more of them than there are human beings. So there's like, imagine there's like 100 of them to every human on planet Earth, And they have they know every single thing that's going on, because they're all connected with each other in a way we don't even understand. Something like the Borg on Star Trek or whatever, where they're all working with one mind, and they, you know, it's like, they can't do anything though, because they're not here physically. They are only here within the mind of the people. And I can have an experience of being attacked, or like a lot of times I get headaches and I'm able to fight away the headache. And I made this video how I put my migraine onto people that are unfair, and I'm asking what I call the all-powerful all. So I'm working with aliens also, but they're of a different variety. I don't think there's 20 or 30 different kinds in my experience. I only experience two kinds. The kind that are more, they're corrupt, they're tyrannical, they're immature, they're like egotistical humans. And then there's the higher level. They basically just observe, and they're letting us fight it out with these aliens that are trying to control us. And I think that since I made the video of actually intending to transfer the difficulty, the disease that is being put upon me unfairly by unfair humans and unfair any kind of sentient being, I'm asking to have them punished for being unfair to me. And so this fight has escalated. And I was told a few days ago that I won my war. And so where I'm at with it now is just continuing to see all this stuff as a hoax. And I see the gods of religion as a hoax by aliens that are making people think that the gods are real. And the aliens are real, but the gods they cause us to believe in are not real. I mean, we don't hear about Zeus or Neptune. I do, but, you know, most people don't. I've been given dreams where I'm in the role of one of these gods. And it involves precognition, like I've shared this before about the Zeus wound from the Greek mythology. Zeus got his lightning power from integrating his whole self, and so the feminine and the masculine are not, neither side is rejected. A person is what they really are, and they're not shamed out of being what they are. And so there's a Zeus wound. I learned this from Robert Bly. And on the man, it corresponds with the female genitals. So it's like an opening on his upper leg. And I dreamed of an opening, the shape roughly of a football, just kind of black and white, vague dream, nothing fleshy about it, just an image, black and white. And it was on my upper leg. Well, I get up in the morning and I get the paper. This was years ago when we had papers with pictures printed on the paper. Papers on the front page, full-size picture, which is rare that they would make a photograph that big. It was that image that I dreamed of the night before. And as what had happened, as a comet had hit Jupiter, that's Zeus, the father of the gods, and it made a opening into the atmosphere, and that was the shape of the opening on my leg. So it's telling me that I'm Zeus. And then I'm having dreams about me being connected with lightning, and people are actually getting killed from lightning when I'm being informed about it beforehand. I was wondering if there were aliens in existence years ago, And I knew I was beginning to have some really interesting symbolic dreaming going on. This was when I quit drinking, and I think I was drinking almost daily. I think that had stopped me from dreaming. And when I quit drinking, it wasn't very long after that I started dreaming extreme dreams, very interesting, powerful dreams. And I was wondering if there's aliens, and so I was learning about symbolism in dreams. And I dream of four images. It's just like for a second, and then second pause, and then another image. First image is it's a symbol from a drum, and it's bronze colored. Second later, shown another image, silver drum symbol. Second later, gold drum symbol. A second later, white with black writing on it, drum symbol. The writing I couldn't identify. So I thought about it the next morning, and I'm thinking, this is symbolism. Wow, that's clever. These guys are clever. I'm wondering about aliens, and they're showing me in a very clever way how profound their thoughts can be. So I'm dreaming of these four symbols, drum symbols. It's symbolism. You get it? So then the most valuable one, it's an increasing value from bronze, silver, gold to the most valuable, is just this writing that I don't know what it is. Well, 20 years later, I dreamed a few more dreams about that writing. I recognized it as I was writing notes while I was driving truck with my free hand without looking. So, you know, I could write effectively enough that I could read what I had written down without taking my hands off of the road or anything. And it's like, you know, an open straight highway. There's no other vehicles around. It's really not dangerous. So I realized that's the writing. It's my own writing that is of the most value. And so I'm being told that I'm going to be guiding these aliens that are trying to control us. They're going to give up. They did give up. And now my people are going to direct them. And it's like that finally came true. And the way we're directing them is with the way of fairness. So it all makes sense. And the thing that doesn't make sense is this betrayal continues. So they have not stopped trying to control me. And I don't know what the power that's above them that I'm working with, I don't know what it will do to them. But they were making life so miserable for me that one time the higher aliens gave me this choice. Do you want to destroy everything, destroy the whole planet to stop this abuse? And I said yes. So I pushed button A and I woke up from the dream. So, you know, like a couple weeks ago, I dreamed I was given Thor's hammer to use as a weapon against adversaries, human or otherwise. And so I know I'm being supported, and it's like I see this as another test, but see, this is not okay. What's happening to me is not okay. The people responsible for this abuse upon me are going to be punished severely.